This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that style? Everybody look what's growing now.
Juan Williams. Well, Britt, that was a pretty stunning contradiction. On Tuesday, you had the president talking about making significant progress against ISIS, and then the very next day you had the CIA director testifying before Congress saying, yeah, we are rolling back some of their territory, yeah, we are killing some of their people, but in fact they're a greater threat than ever to the West.
So obviously what the CIA director is saying is that this policy and practice that the administration has put into place against ISIS is not working. The threat is growing. The president would never say that. I don't think Brennan's going to get fired. But you put that together with all of this argument about the use of the term, you know, radical Islamic terrorism, or the refusal to use it by the administration. This is a point of vulnerability for the administration at a moment when the president's approval rating had been rising, which is of inestimable help to his party's candidate, in this case Hillary Clinton. But this attack, I think, is for the time being anyway, a game changer on that, and has thrown the administration on the defensive, and the Brennan testimony hammers that home.
I'll tell you, this was quite astounding, and then you hear reports like what Colonel Dean just gave us, you know, in his book, Ramadi Declassified, you know, as to, you know, what is going on here and what needs to be done, and the road to Middle East peace. Very practical from a military perspective. Yes, there's lots of moving parts that are involved here, Scott, but, you know, it first starts with, you know, being connected to reality, doesn't it?
Well, that's where you'd like it to start.
You would hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would hope that you'd be doing stuff and have it based in reality.
I mean, you got the president almost complicit with these propagandists by trying to tell us a different story, and that's why, you know, last week, and I got a couple of comments about it when I'd referred to the president's statements as being something from Baghdad Bob, if we remember, you know, what happened during, you know, our incursion into Iraq, you know, the first time around under George Bush the senior. You know, there was all this propaganda that, you know, the Iraqis were winning, they had the Americans right where they wanted. You know, just like, what? And so here it is now. We got ironic as it is. We have our own president sounding like Baghdad Bob and giving us a scenario that's totally untrue. And, you know, and that's one week. And then the very next week, you've got the CIA director, John Brennan, who comes out and says, oh, not at all. I mean, you know, this thing is much more complicated. You know, and he laid it out in his perspective. It wasn't so much that he said, hey, the president didn't give you the right stuff. It's just, here's my report. I have to report to Congress. I have a responsibility. And God bless him for, you know, for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Good on his part.
And then here we are. We're looking at a presidential candidate who says, I'm going to give you more of the same. Really? We want more of the same? Is America had enough lying to? I mean, are we kind of fed up with the lies from all our politicians? I mean, have we just had enough, or we just figure we're open for another 4 or 8 years of this stuff?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. They don't do a lot to inspire trust. When you have one guy come out and he feeds you this line, and then all of a sudden the next day it's refuted, but nobody said anything. Hmm. That's not a good place to be.
Scott, it's not one guy. It's the president of the United States.
You
know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And nobody gets held accountable for the lies that they tell. And then they wonder why people don't trust them.
And then he wants to be irritated because, if I say radical Islamist, like that's going to satisfy the problem.
Well,
really? Come on.
Identifies who you're fighting.
Oh, voila! Why not?
Yeah.
You know, but no. But let's be politically correct. Let's continue that silly dance that has worked so effectively. I mean, look at the fruit of political correctness. I mean, our country, if the truth be realized, we're in absolute chaos here. I mean, we are unwinding and untethered, And somehow we want to think it's all as well. Well, don't, you know, you need to believe your eyes. They're not lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
No sorrow has, no skin of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I stand. Oh, to see my name.
Opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it, America. Fresh every day for 3 hours, 9 to noon, around this great country of ours. And, you know, on shortwave around the world, we're just all over the place. And we thank you so much for joining us. As I mentioned, we have a real special treat, as you could tell from the music. For those of you that are familiar with the Gettys, it is undeniable. You know, Kristen has such a blessed voice, and she is such a blessing, and Keith as well, the Gettys, and we have Keith Getty right now with us on the phone. Keith, how are you?
No bad. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I am doing great. Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to talk about your new CD that's just been released, but it is fun to go down memory lane and remember these inspirational worship songs and praise songs that you and Kristen have, you know, just been able to weave into the fabric of our religious faith.
Well, thank you so much. It's the work of our lives, and it is always a privilege and an honor to hear God's people sing and to be able to accompany them as they do that.
Well, In Christ Alone, which we heard a little piece of, which was penned by you and longtime writing partner Stuart Townsend, holds the number one position of most frequently sung in UK churches for the past 9 consecutive years. You know, from time to time, being a little bit of a musician myself, nothing certainly of the class of you and Kristen, but there are songs that come down the way that have what we call a special anointing, and they are just real special. And you and Kristen have been so touched by God, and what you've presented to us has been such a blessing because it carries that, you know, almost that God-like endorsement that makes it so special. And that just has to just be an incredible awareness for you.
Well, in some ways you don't think about it too much. But one always is thankful to be able to write music for churches to sing. And from my point of view, There's nothing I'd rather do. You know, God's people singing is the activity of heaven.
Yeah.
You know, it is, and that is, and the holy act is just that. It is God's people singing. It's not me writing. It's not some musical style. It's not a choir or rock band or anything else. It's God. So that is holy activity. And so the privilege to get to write for that is a really great one.
Well, it's so cool because when you think about, you know, the expression of the Word of God that says God inhabits the praises of His people, and here you and Kristen are blessed to usher God into their presence and to just feel, you know, the movement of the Holy Spirit and God's, you know, God's approval of His people coming together and giving Him the praise that's due Him.
Well, what we sing is so important because if we want authentic worship, it has to be about God. It has to be about the whole character of God, that the whole Bible and the Psalms remind us of. The glory of God is made up of so many different things, and not all those things are convenient to us, but not all the things we want to think about all the time. But when we sing, we want to sing about the truth of God, but it also shapes our minds as well. And so you're constantly aware when you're writing these songs, you're helping God's people know Him better. So it's a pretty important thing.
Well, Keith, how do you and Kristen stay so grounded? Because here you are with this kind of success and adulation. You know, I mentioned In Christ Alone, voted the number two best loved hymn of all time in the UK. I mean, people are lauding your praises, and it's easy to kind of get, you know, pulled into public adoration when, you know, you and Kristen, your heart is that you don't want to be adored. You want God to be adored.
Yeah.
But it's got to be difficult sometimes when you hear the praises of people. You got to really kind of hold yourself in check, don't you?
Yeah, well, the heart is deceptive above all things. And so I wouldn't even pretend that I either sorted it out or even that I've got to the depths of actually what's going on in a lot of my own motivation. So my old pastor, Alistair Begg, up in Ohio, used to always say, keep the main things, the plain things. You know, do the basics well most of the time. And so, you know, for Chris and I, it's about our marriage, it's about our kids, it's about, you know, our local church and our pastors there and the people who pray for us. And those are the things that you value in life. And so, I find myself constantly defaulting to, okay, what is the core things and what are not the core things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that does help me a lot. But I mean, I think it, for most people, I mean, for everyone, you know, your greatest pastor, the greatest pastor in your life is the person you're married to. And so I think it's about keeping your marriage holy and healthy in every possible way. And so that's the thing. I mean, yeah, today's the launch day, so Chris and I are taking tonight off just to have an evening together.
It's been a busy week.
So, but you got to clear, you got to prioritize, and you got to sacrifice a lot of things. So that's kind of partly what we try to do.
Well, we just had a conversation with the president to Focus on the Family, Jim Daly, who you probably know. His latest book, Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman. And in our discussion, we talked about honoring marriage. And and what you're saying echoes what we had talked about earlier, is that you have to really honor marriage. The reason I believe, and I think Jim would agree with me, maybe you would too, as well, is that we've not honored it. And it's no wonder that, you know, it's almost like God said, okay, you want to do it your way? I'm going to let you have it your way. And, you know, and here we are at divorce rates that are astronomical, families in disarray, chaos in our country, you know, on and on. It's like the dominoes are falling, and you're saying, okay, Lord, when are we going to see enough of this to realize, like the prodigal, that it's better with you?
No, that's exactly right.
Well, when we come back, we want to talk about your just released a new CD, Keith. And, you know, we just are so grateful that you and, you know, that you and Kristen, well, particularly you, are able to join us. How did it begin with you and Kristen? We got about 30 seconds here before we go to break.
We were introduced by, you may know her uncle. He's called Professor John Lennox.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Oxford professor who debated Richard Dawkins and Richard Hinton, all those guys. He helped me a lot with my faith, and then he just introduced me to his little niece, Kristen, so that was it. So he naively thought, because I was 6 years older, that that I would be a spiritual mentor to her. So I am never going to introduce my daughters to older guys as spiritual mentors. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, what a grand introduction, and his face should work it out. That's great. Okay, we've got more from Keith Getty after this. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Bill Martinez,
live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. A conversation with Keith Getty. We're getting a little taste of their new CD, Facing a Task Unfinished. Keith, I don't know how. Well, you're just, all I can say is you're blessed. I mean, I'm listening to Kristen's voice and the way you guys work together. It's the voice of an angel. I mean, I get goosebumps hearing her sing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I forgot to put the trash out 3 nights ago, and I wasn't hearing the voice of an angel. And, just so you know, Bill.
I understand that sometimes life gets in the way, and thank you for bringing us down to that. But my goodness, I mean, to hear her voice like that. Well, that's the deal. Tell her that from now on she's got to find a way to sing to you and taking the trash out. That is, it's so much more lovelier, right?
I think it would go to a nice Irish folk tune, actually, you know.
Yeah, I can sense that.
It almost fits Danny Boy take, but right?
You think so? Well, hey, speaking of which, I'm going to be in Ireland here in a couple of weeks. I'm going a little outing with one of our affiliates that's been so kind. Said, "Hey, look,
what day are you going? What day are you
going?" All I know is a couple. My life operates in a couple of weeks. That everything is in a couple of weeks. I couldn't even give you a specific date.
We're going there in 3 weeks. We're going to be there, and we're flying over on the 7th of July.
Well, I think, well, I'll probably be a couple of days behind you. Do you play golf? You got to come out. We can go play golf.
Yeah, I'm a member of Port Stewart, actually.
Oh, really?
Here's at the North Coast, rep of the John's Causeway.
Oh, wow.
You want to come play.
Hey.
But aren't we supposed to be doing a radio interview today?
Yeah, that's right. We get so taken off track crazy.
No, seriously, you got my number and my details. My assistant would love to sort that out. I'd love to take you for golf.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay, yeah. Well, let's talk. Yes, let's get back to the interview. We got to wait. Okay. We're talking about trash and golf, the important things of life. But let's talk about facing a task unfinished. We gave the people a little taste of the signature song. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the song was originally written in 1931. We edited it last year for the 150th anniversary of OMF, which was the China Inland Mission. Mm-hmm. The hymn was written in 31, that critical time when the Chinese Communist government were really trying to eradicate Christianity from China. Less than 750,000 Christians left at the time. Incredible martyrdom. And this man, Frank Houghton, wrote the hymn to fire people to mission and to encourage. His goal was 200 believers would come out to preach. Mm. Wow. And in response to this extraordinary prayer meeting, these letters and this hymn that he wrote, 204 people came out to become believers. And of course, you and I both know the story of Christianity in China is one of the bloodiest, but one of the greatest stories today. I mean, there's now over 82 million registered Christians in China. Some believe the number is 130 million. And that has come by people like that and many others we've never heard of, who gave their lives to tell that Jesus died and rose. And so it's an incredible story. And this hymn was written, first of all, and so we wanted to tell the story and encourage people. But secondly, we wanted to get people singing about mission again. There's hardly been a song written specifically about mission for over a generation. And as Christianity continually gets privatized and marginalized in Western society, we don't want the songs we sing to echo that. We want to be people who are life-giving and are confident in the gospel and sharing it.
Exactly. Well, another cut from the CD. This is such a treat, ladies and gentlemen. I wish we had enough time. We could just play it from wall to wall, but you need to get your hands on Facing a Task Unfinished. And prepare yourself to be blessed and to be goosebumped
out of your very skin as you hear the Gettys sing. Tell us about O Children Come.
O Children Come was originally written for our Christmas. It was actually written for us originally to do with Ricky Skaggs at our Christmas show plays in Carnegie Hall, as you know, every year in the Christmas season. And so we did it there with Ricky, and it was a, but we didn't realize it's actually a song for all seasons. It's a song about, it's a prayer for children around the world, but it's also a prayer, you know, for those who need mercy and that kind of, and mercy ministries and that kind of thing. We thought, this is great. And then I was talking to a friend who was doing the documentary on the life of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. You know, who sang on Paul Simon's Graceland
album. Exactly, Graceland, yeah, right.
They sang Diamonds in the Soles of Her Shoes and some of those really cool songs. And music, pop musicologists say that was the first great world album in pop music. And one of the dreams of this project is as we sing about mission and sing about world mission, that there will be a whole new infusion of global Christianity and global sounds in the albums we make. And so we wanted to invite musicians from all six continents to be part of this. Our good friend Chris Tomlin lent his voice to it, as well as Fernando Ortega, and then John Patitucci, the jazzer, came involved, and then Ladysmith Black Mambazo, probably one of the most iconic vocal groups ever, joined in and sang in this song. So you get a little bit of the African mixing with a bit of the Irish, which is quite the potent combination.
How cool is that? In fact, let's give the folks a little taste here, okay? Scott, let's go ahead and play O Children Come from the Gettys. Tempting to keep playing it. What a great song here, and you can get the feel of as you say the African and the Irish fusion, if we can say together in O Children Come. Tell us about more of the CD, Keith. What's another one of your favorite cuts?
Oh gosh, so many. We just led at a service this morning a song called "The Lord Is My Salvation," which I love. Which is a version of Psalm 27. And then, of course, Fernando Ortega joined with Kristen on a song we wrote called "My Worth Is Not in What I Own," which is track 5.
Right.
And then to launch the project at the end, to send it out, we took our old hymnal, "Church Arise," that we wrote many years ago, and Chris Tomlin did a new version of it for us with a chorus. So that was exciting. But the whole thing is just, it's just, honestly, it's been a baptism of my imagination to realize how singing needs mission.
Yes.
And mission needs singing. And also to engage with believers and musicians around the world. It's like it's rebirthed us as songwriters and refueled us with excitement.
Wow. What a project and what a blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this is one special, just fully anointed project that is going to bless your socks right off your feet. Keith and Kristen Getty, Facing a Task Unfinished. Keith, all the best to you and Kristen. I know you're getting ready to enter into your Sabbath. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy one another. Enjoy a very special Happy Father's Day while you're at it, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
And I hope to see you in Ireland, okay?
Yeah, seriously, you got my office. I would love to take you for 18 holes at Port Stewart.
That would be awesome, Keith. Look forward to it. Keith Getty on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet. And I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not, not, not what your country can do for you. For you, ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you would like to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. In fact, I have a couple more CDs of The Young Messiah available. So if you want to be in the running, make sure that you say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running for that DVD Blu-ray of The Young Messiah. We'd be happy to get it out to you. Make sure you include your address with your email, okay? Hey, with us right now and back with us, last time we got together was in Nashville, Tennessee. The one and only Tom Thompson II, his book of Overcoming Life's Obstacles to Kickstart Your Future is what it's all about. Tom Thompson, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you today.
Well, your story is such an encouragement. And to kind of bring people up to speed in case they missed our interview and our discussion in Nashville in February, yours is a story that tells us it ain't over till it's over, right?
That's correct. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, tell everybody about what you did in coming back at the age of 61 to, you know, make history. Became the oldest football player in the NCAA. To score a point when you kicked a PAT, a point after touchdown, in the second quarter of the game between Austin College and Trinity University. I mean, what a thrill for you to be able to go on the field with all these young kids and you know, kick the ball and just say, gosh, whatever you guys do, don't hit me.
Well, I said that at the very beginning of the journey as well.
Uh-huh.
Actually, what had happened is I was looking at an internet interview. interview with a gentleman by the name of Mike Flint, who you may remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
2007, he went back to college at 59 to play his senior year of college football. And being in the health and fitness industry and an author, I started thinking, you know what, if you maintain fitness throughout your life, when you get older like that, you might be able to do that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I contacted a co-author. We kicked around a book with that premise, and in our concept talks, I made the remark that, you know what, even though I have a terminal degree, I might still have some eligibility left. Mm-hmm. What do you think about me going back to college to try to make a team as a kicker? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, sure, because it wasn't him. And so I sent some email inquiries off to the NCAA, and then I was directed to the conference that Austin College was in, and then I received a very polite email back from the current athletic director at the time, and he said, chances are, having a terminal degree, I didn't have any eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
But after a phone call and a conversation, he decided that I might, in fact, have some. So mm-hmm. he championed the request of the NCAA, and after about 11 months, they said yes. And it wasn't like, okay, you get to go do this. mm-hmm. It was, okay, now you have to go to work.
We'll make the team.
Yeah, you have to make the team, and then you have to suffer through, you know, just even age-related injuries, you know, and we're not built to go out and kick footballs when we're in our late 50s, early 60s.
Right.
But
plus you still got to go through all the drills that all the kids are going through, the burpees and whatever, and
absolutely.
You know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, the simple jumping jacks and all that, you might be able to fake it a little bit, but, you know, some of those drills and the sprints and all that kind of thing, you know, it's one thing when you're 21, but 65, unless you're running from your wife in 50-yard sprints all the time, we're not doing this all the time, you know?
Well, and you need a 50-yard head start if you're running from her. So
exactly.
I was in the kind of shape that would allow me to do it, and I wasn't the fastest, but my goal was to not be the slowest. Mm-hmm. And so I was hunting out those big linemen and trying to kind of run in their herd. So,
yeah.
But anyway, you know, it was really a great experience to, I don't know how to put it, Bill, but, you know, I've actually got friends that are 40 years younger than me, and I wasn't seeking that out. It happened.
Just an added bonus there.
Absolutely.
You know, the point of your book, and one that I think you had to kind of sell to Austin College about, was, you know, bringing some hope to, you know, 65, 50, 60, 65-year-olds
mm-hmm.
to say it ain't over yet. I mean, you know, we know statistically approximately 6,000 Americans turn 65, and that is a traditional age, you know, when you and I were growing up, that, hey, look, right. You know, you cleaned out your desk, you got your gold watch, you said thank you, and you went off into the sunset. But today,
mm-hmm.
you know, many of us that are turning 65, we're going, hey, look, we're ready to redefine ourselves, and let's start with another career, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, the thing that you're exactly right, and I think, you know, the how piece to all of that is what, you know, makes people scratch their chin. And here's one of the things that I found along the way. As you get older, you're always wanting to be relevant, if you will. And what I found that allows for that is that we're teachable. The one thing that young people don't care for too much these days is if an old person is trying to act young, cool, and hip. But they do appreciate an older person that's trying to be the best old person they can be.
Yeah.
And when I applied that to when I was in contact with these young people, they made me feel included. And so I had that. So I would just say that, you know, that's one thing we can carry with us as we age, is just being teachable.
Exactly. And that's quite an inspiration to the younger kids, so that mm-hmm. they can see that, you know, they're just as teachable, you know, and that we can be teachable as well, right?
Oh, right, right. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's a two-way street, and they, you know, in our culture, old age isn't valued like it is in others.
Yes.
And the wisdom that comes from being older is something that I guess all of us have wished we had when we were younger, but it seems to be a much more prized possession now for young people if they have some wisdom.
And to your point, it's a prized possession for those of us that are experiencing this. You know, when we were younger, we didn't look much to it. We didn't quite appreciate it. Like you say, in this culture that we live in, old people just need to be old and go off and not speak their part. You know, not like in some cultures where, you know, being old puts you in a very revered position. But I think that boomers are realizing that, hey, look, it, there's gold in them thar hills. The young kids are starting to realize that as well, is that, hey, you know, mom and dad aren't quite as crazy as I thought they once were. And, you know, and there's something there. It's almost a built-in design for mentorship, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, the one thing that I think many of us have felt is that, gee, I wish I'd had a mentor.
Yes.
And nowadays, it's even the notion of a mentor is much more revered than, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never really heard that would exist. And it just sort of, it would happen by, there were people that were silent mentors not knowing that.
Right.
But you didn't really have the relational piece that, you know, that can be afforded in a mentor relationship.
Exactly. And the thing is about a mentor, we're rewarded. You know, mentors are rewarded because now they have somebody who wants to listen to their experience, take advantage of it, and it's quite quite exciting. And I'm sure for you, Tom, as people have read your book and have been encouraged and you get the reports back, it's very satisfying for you. Nothing that you could even buy, could you?
No, I tell you, you're right, Bill. It's been amazing to see. And this isn't just a book for old people or older people. Yeah. I've had teenagers come to me and say, this changed my life.
Wow.
Or at least how I look at life.
Exactly.
And you know, I think we talked about this in Nashville, that, you know, they don't teach failure in school. If
right.
they did, well, then we wouldn't have GPAs.
Well, Tom, we're out of time, as always. Thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. Credit card debt, goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. And it is time for the one and only Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged-In Department, which features their popular Plugged-In website, PluggedIn.com. Robert, it's been a couple of weeks, and as we were talking on off-air here, a lot has gone on, and particularly, you know, as you stated, our prayers and our heart is heavy towards Orlando. I mean, such disaster. I mean, you've got three incidences that have occurred there that are just most incredible.
Yeah, we have Christina Grimmie shot by a deranged fan. Then, of course, the Pulse shooting, and then followed up with the 2-year-old boy who was taken down and killed by that alligator on Disney property. It's like, oh, you know, yeah. Just when I heard the first one, Christina Grimmie's murder, I just, you know, it just hits you and like somebody punches you in the chest.
Right. Exactly.
And then it's just another blow and another blow. So anyways, Lord bless Orlando.
Yeah, exactly.
Lord bless America.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's interesting. I got to say this. I guess I'm praising God in as much as that the way the Christian community has appealed to the LGBT group. I mean, it hasn't been one of judgment. It wasn't like anybody has come out, and thank God the media hasn't found some knucklehead to come out and say, well, the reason it happened at Paul's, you know, because you're all a bunch of homosexuals and you're messed up, and so God's judging you. Thank God that hasn't entered it.
Well, I think it has happened. I heard Westboro Church is protesting some of the funerals. So,
right.
You know, so I think it has happened, and that group does not represent anybody that you or I know. It's
right.
Just very, very hateful. But other than that, the body has stepped up with food and housing and so has people outside the body. I mean, people
right.
have come together as often happens from 9/11 to just about every tragedy that we've had. People come together in wonderful, wonderful ways, and God bless all the servant hearts down there that are taking care of their brothers and sisters.
Exactly. Well, before we get into the movies, another breaking news here real quick, and that is that Donald Trump has fired his longtime ally and campaign manager, Lewandowski, and he's out, Manafort is in.
So just want to update people on that that may not have heard that news. So I guess that what's happened is the Donald Trump realizes that he needs to have a more sophisticated attack here into this election. So we'll talk more about that. But meanwhile, hey, we've got you here to talk about the latest movies. Finding Dory, number one, huh?
Well, it's always nice to come to the microphone when Hollywood does something incredibly right, and then I can, instead of having to go, Bill, this is awful. I can't believe what Hollywood did this weekend.
Right.
It's nice
right.
to be able to go to the other side and go, yay!
Exactly.
It's been the Peanuts movie since we've given a film a perfect score. Now, we've mm-hmm. given a lot of films, 4s out of 5s, 4.5s out of 5s. Those are great scores.
Mm-hmm.
But a 5 out of 5? It was the Peanuts movie. Well, I'm happy to say that Finding Dory, Pixar's new one, is deserving of the plugged-in perfect rating, that 5 out of 5. Made $136 million, as you've already said. Tons of money already in the bank. And it's going to have incredibly long legs. And once again, Pixar has shown they did it with Up. They did it with Inside Out. They did it with The Incredibles, Cars. I mean, they just show that they know story, they understand story,
mm-hmm.
and they get in there and write a great script and animate it well, and people respond to what they do.
Exactly. And as you said, this has been a great year. Outside of what happened in Orlando, this has been an exceptional year for Disney, by way of entertainment.
Well, and I'm looking forward to their – it comes out in September. It's called Queen of Katwe. And for mm-hmm. our listeners who have never heard
yes.
the story, it's about
a
girl in Uganda raised in the slums. As I understand
chess
the
player.
Story,
mm-hmm.
Chess player, and mm-hmm. turned and still alive today, doing well, playing great chess, mm-hmm. and rose up the ranks to be Uganda's premier female chess player, and that film just looks like it's right down our avenue, and I can't wait to see that one. So
exactly,
so another one for Disney. Now, number two. We need to talk about as well Central Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Hart, this film has a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly recommend it, but it's one of those mixed bag stories that Hollywood gives it when you walk out of the theater, you're going, on one hand, look at all this heart. And what do mm-hmm. I mean by that? A very strong anti-bullying message, a strong male friendship message. Men need friends.
Yes.
And we don't always do very well. Our ladies do a lot better than we do oftentimes. This movie has a lot to say about the power of a man having a good male friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good side of the coin. But as Hollywood so often does, there's so much sleaziness that's in it, so much language in it, that by the time you're done, you're like, why did they spoil a good I have not laughed in a film as much as I did in Central Intelligence, which is hardly a recommendation. It's just saying they know how to put in a few good comedic episodes that were clean
right.
and funny and a good heart behind it, but then they add all the garbage, and it's so frustrating to me. And we gave it a 1.5 out of 5. That's how bad it
wow.
was.
Wow, wow.
So,
and that's too bad that, and you and I have had this discussion, and we'll probably have this discussion until
yeah.
Jesus comes, is why, why would you do that? I mean, because here it is, you got Finding Dory, family-friendly, $136 million. Last time I checked, that is a lot of money. That's in the BAFO category. And then you have Central Intelligence, which has a pretty good storyline here and a lot of potential, and they do $35 million. And last time I checked in the math, whether it's Common Core or not, $136 million, a lot more than $34
million. Yeah, that $100 million.
Yeah.
And anyways, Hollywood really does need to come to grips with, I think. Do they want to – do they care about the family or do they not? And then number three, it's been out 2 weeks, but The Conjuring 2, an R-rated horror film, but interestingly enough – from a Judeo-Christian perspective. Now, not totally. There is a little bit of hocus-pocus along the line. What do I mean by that? I mean that when a demonic presence is in the room, sometimes they wave a cross, like a Dracula scene, kind of thing. But by the time the film ends, It is really the power of God. God's the hero of this movie is what I'm trying to say. And God trumps the devil at the end. You just have a little hocus pocus to get there, which is not a recommendation from me. It's just saying if you're going to make a horror film, it's nice when Hollywood at least recognizes a lot of what the Bible has to say about demons and spiritual entities that we don't see with our physical eyes.
Well, it's got to be
Conjuring 2 does that.
You got to imagine they're in a room together, all these producers, writers, and they're telling the storyline, and they got to choke on the God effect, because they get to that point and they go, well, okay, who's the winner here? How are you going to wrap the story up? And I'm sure some people were perplexed to come in and go, oh my God, do we have to say God? You know, is there some other deal? Can we say LeBron James or somebody, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, go. What about those Cavaliers?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Not the team I was voting for, but anyways, that's another thing. But I will say that the writers on Conjuring 2 are twins. They're Christians. I believe their last name is Hayes. Mm-hmm. So I know when they sat down to write, they sat down to tell... It's based on a true story. Now, of course, they added a lot of stuff to it, but based on a true story, try to tell a Christian more perspective on this demonic thing that happened back in the 70s. And so I hats off to them for trying. Again, it's not – here's my thing about a horror film. There are a lot of people that are going to go to horror films, and if they're going to go to horror films, I'd much rather have them go to one where God triumphs in the end, because I think it's a seed planting. It's not the kind of film I'm going to send my family members to, my friends to. It's not the kind I'm going to get on the radio with you, Bill, and say, hey, people ought to go see this film. But I am saying people go to horror films. If you're going to make one, I want to see God win at the end. That's what I was going to say.
Well, you know, let's see the truth. I mean, I'm all for, you know, some creative, liberality to a degree, you know, for creative sake. But when it's just, you know, to be outrageous and, you know, to gain an R and somehow feel you can, you know, you can still join the cocktail parties in Hollywood because you're one of them, you know, then, you know, that's not very well serving to the culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my humble opinion. So, so what else do we got coming up? Do we got anything coming around the corner here?
You know, there's a movie that actually has my attention that I screen on Wednesday night, and it comes out Friday. Mm-hmm. It's called Free State of Jones. Oh, now, it's R-rated, but it sounds like it could be a Patriot or Braveheart type R-rating.
Right.
But it's a story that takes place in the Civil War, where an individual realizes, why am I fighting for the South here when they looks like they're just trying to keep their wealth and keep their slaves? Maybe I ought to start my own state. And it's based on a true story. They actually made a movie in 1948, different title, but on the same story. I didn't see that one, and haven't seen this one yet, as I've already said. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm thinking that when we talk again next Monday, that I'll be saying, yeah, it was pretty violent, but what great messages. Now, I hope I say that. Now, we'll find out for sure next week when we talk, but that's one that's on my radar. The other one is we have a new Independence Day movie.
Yes.
It was bound to happen, but it comes out this weekend as well.
Well, Bob Walaszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.